Morning watch, being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 3, being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen. Wednesday. Related verses. 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. Suffer evil with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please the one who enlisted him. 1 Corinthians 14:8. For also, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for battle? Numbers 4:23 and 30. From 30 years old and upward to 50 years old you shall number them. Everyone who enters to carry out the service to do the work of the tent of meeting. 30. From 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, you shall number them. Everyone who enters into the service to do the work of the tent of meeting. Numbers 10:9. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, so that you may be remembered before Jehovah your God, and be saved from your enemies. Judges 7:18. When I and all who are with me blow the trumpet, you also blow the trumpets around all the camp, and say for Jehovah and for Gideon. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the eternal life to which you were called, and have confessed the good confession before many witnesses. Related reading. The apostle considered their ministry a warfare for Christ, just as the priestly service was considered a military service, a warfare, in Numbers 4:23, 30, and 35. Whenever we minister Christ to others, we find ourselves in a battle. Hence, we should not only be teachers, committing the deposit to others, but we should also be soldiers, fighting for God's interest. The word for life in Greek is bios, denoting the physical life in this age. To fight a good fight for the Lord's interest on this earth, we must clear away all earthly entanglements. The matters of our material, physical life should not entangle us as we are endeavoring to minister Christ to others. On the one hand, the priestly service is a ministry to God. On the other hand, it is a warfare against God's enemies. As the priests were bearing the Ark of the Testimony, they had to be prepared to fight against those who might attack this testimony. Concerning the matter of speaking in tongues, the Apostle Paul inserts verse 8 with the word battle in it. An army that is fighting a battle needs the morale, a fighting unity. In order to maintain this morale, even a little dissension concerning the smallest matter has to be killed. If that little dissenting talk is not killed, the morale will be annulled, and surely the army will lose the fight, the battle. The Lord's ministry is like the sounding of the trumpet for the army to go to war. The Lord's ministry is a matter of a battle. We are doing something more serious than any battle on this earth. We are fighting against God's enemy, Satan. The church is God's army. Ephesians is a book on the body of Christ, the church. It tells us that the body of Christ, the church, is the fullness of the one who fills all in all. It also tells us that this church is the new man created in Christ on the cross. Furthermore, this church is the kingdom of God, the household of the very God, and the wife of Christ, his counterpart. Paul eventually tells us in Ephesians that the church, the body of Christ, with such a tremendous status, is a warrior to fight against God's enemy. Whatever Christ is and whatever Christ has done should be used and applied as aspects of the armor of God. We have to wear Christ as our breastplate and as our shield. We have to have our loins girded with Christ, and we have to wear Christ as a pair of shoes for our standing to fight the battle. The church is not a mere group of people collected together. The church is a universal and divine army fighting for God in the universe against his enemy. As Nazarites, we must abstain from earthly pleasure, remain under the headship of the Lord, and learn to fight against death. Death is everywhere. Society is filled with the germs of death. Because these germs are even in the church life, we need to pray daily, hourly, fighting against death, the last enemy of God. We should not think that the Nazarites are not for fighting. The Nazarites are numbered for the formation of God's army. They are very vigilant, full of feeling for the war against death. In every church there is a need of the sense, the consciousness of death, so that we may fight against it.